United States.
J1 visas. The Irish hello. A short-term work visa shows the benefits of immigration.
In popular imagination, it is around St. Patrick's Day that Chicago reaches peak Irish. Each year, on the Saturday before March 17th, the city's plumbers' union dyes the river green and thousands of people flock downtown to swig pints of green beer. In a more real sense, though, Chicago is probably at its most Irish on a Saturday somewhere in early July. That is when the J1 visa holders are in town. The J1 is a visa issued by the State Department for various sorts of cultural exchange programs. The largest of these is a short-term summer work program, which allows recipients to work in seasonal jobs in America for 3 months during university summer holidays. For Chicago, it means at least 1,000 young Irish men and women descending on the city to work in bars and restaurants. Stop somewhere for a drink downtown in the summer, and you are very likely to be served by somebody sporting a melodic accent, a bad case of sunburn, and quite possibly a Gaelic football jersey. The J1 program rarely features in discussions of American immigration policy. Each year, around 300,000 are issued, but the vast majority are for very short stints, and so there is no lasting demographic change. Yet, as visa programs go, it has an outsize impact. Recipients get a hint of what life in America is like, American businesses get an influx of labour, and restaurant patrons can meet people from countries that do not otherwise send all that many workers to America. The largest sending country is in fact the United Kingdom. Over 13,000 Brits came to America last year on J1s. A large majority of them worked as camp counsellors, another part of the programme. If you send your children to summer camp, there is a chance they will come back with an English accent. That is probably because Camp America, one of the biggest providers, has an extensive recruitment program in Britain. Similarly, if you visit a ski resort in Colorado in winter, your lift ticket may well be scanned by somebody from Argentina or Peru, where the summer holidays coincide with the North American ski season. Proportionate to their population, however, the Irish are among the largest recipients of all, and they run the bars. Each year, as many as 5,000 Irish students visit America to work. That is more than a tenth of the number of Irish students who enrol in universities each year. To do your J1 is like a rite of passage, says Shun O'Connor, a 22-year-old politics student from Dublin working at D4, an Irish pub in downtown Chicago. The Irish often take advantage of long-standing links with Irish businesses to find jobs, hence they flock to places like Chicago and Boston with lots of Irish pubs. As O'Connor says, she found her summer job through her father, who knows the bar's Irish owner. Her sister had also previously worked on a J1 in Chicago. A century or more ago, Irish immigrants in America filled up crowded tenements and spent time mostly with one another. So it is today. Ms. O'Connor is living in a student accommodation building south of downtown, paying around €700, that's $765 a month, for a bunk bed in a small apartment with five others. At least 500 Irish students are living there, she guesses. The provider is a company in Dublin. It is a bit grotty, Ms. O'Connor admits, but nobody cares. Free hours are spent at the beach or in nightclubs that cater specifically to Irish visitors. We've gone up to a few bars that are like American, she says, but there's a lot of Irish nights. Unlike Irish immigrants of the past, almost all go home, and almost none of the money they earn leaves with them. Instead, they spend it on cross-country trips at the end of their stints. Maybe I will, says David Walsh, another J1 student, on being asked if he will take any cash home. If I win big, you know, in Vegas. What many do leave with is a desire to come back. No one's had a bad experience, says Ms. O'Connor. She wants to move to America full-time after graduating. 3 months is a short stint, but it is perhaps a first crack at immigrant life.